Chapter 195. I suppose that ultimately it does not really matter. What I hoped and thought, I mean, Llewellyn says, pressing her palms together. But I was really, really, really hoping that at least one dog would like me. Are we certain she isn't Ferelden-born? Liliana asks, and then switched with a Free Marcher clan at birth. Something? I am sure that there will someday be a Mabari for you, Cullen says. Don't encourage her! Cassandra kicks at the back of his leg. The man doesn't even wince. That's impressive. Josephine is very impressed. She wonders if that's part of Templar training, hiding your pain. She would ask, except sometimes the commander can be somewhat intimidating to speak to. He's so very, well, himself. Llewellyn sighs, forlorn, as she leans to one side, then another, as if she were a heavy-headed flower being blown in a breeze. Josephine used to wonder if their inquisitor had some sort of spinal injury from when she was a child that caused that. Sometimes Josephine wonders if perhaps the rest of the world has some sort of spinal injury because they are not like that. She makes it look like the most natural thing in the world, as if her spine were a flower's stem. The wardens are bringing their Mabari, Cullen says, neatly sidestepping the next kick Cassandra aims at his legs by moving around the table to put a comforting hand on Llewellyn's shoulder, just as her leaning swings her closer to him. Perhaps one will have a litter, or one that has already lost its warden. As I recall, Surana's Mabari was not hers originally. It takes a lot to re-imprint, Liliana says. Stop getting her hopes up.
I just really... dogs.
Llewellyn sighs, longingly, her swaying gradually stopping, like an upside-down pendulum that's lost its momentum.
Do you think?
Yes, Cullen replies. And if it were anyone else, Josephine knows he'd be bringing out that dry humor he sometimes uses on his staff and recruits. But it isn't. It's her. So he's completely sincere when he says, I do think. All right, Llewellyn says, reaching out to fiddle with some of Liliana's unused map markers.
Do you think they'll be here soon? Do you think the wardens would let me near their dogs? There are Dalish wardens, aren't there? Do you think they have hearts?
Passed out, face first, half on a bush, Dorian says to Defer. How is she alive? How? How has something, an apex predator, an enemy, a freak storm, not killed her already? Was this just acceptable for her growing up? Who never taught her otherwise? What is with Southerners? Talking to strangers, accepting food from strangers, going off with unknown strangers, picking up things that aren't yours, putting things you find on the floor in your mouth, wearing no shoes, leaving all your doors unlocked. How did any of you survive? How is the South not one constant bloodbath filled with decaying corpses of the stupid?
Breathe, darling, Vivienne says, and do be quiet. I know it's incredibly hard for you, but I am in a delicate stage of this potion.
And you need absolute silence in order to concentrate? Poor form, Defer.
I could make this potion in my sleep as the world falls about our ears. Don't be ridiculous. And I just prefer it when you, in specific, aren't talking. Something about every word that comes out of your mouth spoils the very air about you. It's almost as if your distastefulness is catching.
Dorian snorts, moving to lean against her potions table and watching her work.
Maybe you'll all grow immune with exposure. Have you tried using Dragonling instead of Wyvern? One can only hope, Vivienne hums. Dragonling is more expensive. Too good to waste on such a commonplace tincture.
And Wyvern isn't? Dorian rolls his eyes, examining his nails.
Back to the topic at hand.
You didn't just leave her in the bushes, did you? It does paint such an unsavory picture.
Of the Inquisitor as a drunkard, or the Inquisitor as someone who does naughty things in bushes, or has naughty things done to her in bushes.
Vivienne does not dignify this with an answer. Her potion lets out a displeased puff of smoke in response. Vivienne gives the small pot a hard rap with frost-covered knuckles. It immediately desists.
Of course I moved her, Dorian says, as he watches the vaguely purple smoke disperse into the air. What sort of friend would I be otherwise?
I hope no one saw you. The Tevinter Altus carrying off the unconscious Inquisitor from the bushes to his quarters. And you wonder why Mother Giselle is always upset about you.
I don't wonder why. I know. She's just jealous that she couldn't get her claws into the Inquisitor's supple hide,
Dorian replies.
And are you joking, Defer? It's Skyhold. Everyone is always watching her. And everyone who isn't watching her is watching me. I'm just that dashing. I expect the rumors to escalate within the hour. How upset do you think the others will be at that?
The poor ambassador is going to be pulling her hair out trying to stop them, Vivienne says.
Good thing you're making headache reliever then, isn't it?
Modified headache reliever, Vivienne replies. It's not quite ready for testing. That said, I think I'm going to give it to the apostate.
You're all apostates. There are no circles.
The elven apostate, Vivienne clarifies. Don't be daft.
Do give me a full day's warning. I want to plan how I can watch this, Dorian says, and start making bets.
I'm here to give you a warning, Cullen says, marching straight up to Bull and looking him in the eye.
What'd he do? Krem says.
He found out about the Chantry sisters, Rocky says. I bet you he did.
Nah, this is probably something else. He's the military man. Wouldn't it be Montpellier if it were about the Chantry? I bet it's about the dragon blood. What do you think, Grim?
Not about what he did, Cullen says, turning to them with slight exasperation on his face. But all those things do have my curiosity piqued, unwise as that may be. It's about what she did, is doing.
Bull tilts his head, something in his shoulders relaxing a little, stance easing and mouth widening.
What'd the little boss do?
She found a certain book, Cullen says, that contains some creative language when she was rummaging about, as she does.
As she does, the chargers agree in various states of nodding and gesturing.
And she is questioning some of the, shall we say, dictation used, Cullen says, and he's slowly drawing on his commander voice, which means certain dubious things. And because I don't want the castle being blown up from the inside, I'm directing her to you. I don't need her going to Cassandra or Josephine or Dorian with this. Or worse, Sarah. I'm sending her to you because I trust you to be professional about it and to, well, not lose your composure.
An awful lot of trust, Krem says. I'm surprised you don't handle this yourself.
Bull's smile is widening, but it's looking a little strained. Like he knows what's coming.
What kind of dictation are we talking about?
Cullen takes in a breath like he's about to yell out commands, and then says, in a completely steady voice, he placed his purple-helmeted warrior of love within her brown harbor.
Krem has to give the man credit.
Krem is fairly certain he would have broken something if he had to say that kind of bullshit aloud.
Where did she find this book?
In the barracks, Cullen says, tilting his head a little. If she doesn't wander overly, she should be here within 3 minutes. Good luck, and may the Maker watch over you. I'll try to get Josephine to give you a bonus.
Can it be a bonus in alcohol? Bull asks. And are we sure you can't send her to Solas instead? Didn't she adopt him as a surrogate guardian or something?
No, Cullen says, because I already tried that, and he looked at me like he could see the actual matter within my skull and could imagine how it would look outside my skull. Then he subtly suggested you. And this is also for you. Cullen hands Bull an incredibly large bottle of unmarked something. You're going to need that.
Never let it be said the Inquisition doesn't equip their people, Stitches says.